is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas state Republicans have voted to have a group of Democrats arrested and brought home after they fled the state to protest a plan to redraw the congressional map to pick up five GOP seats. State House Speaker Dustin Burroughs.
Look, I am very hopeful and optimistic they will come. I know that they believe in a lot of the work that we're doing. And we will continue to have open lines of communication.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is hunkered down in Warrenville, Illinois.
The Democrats are not going to stand for this any longer. We know that we are standing for the people. And so long as we stand for the people, I absolutely believe the people are going to stand for us.
CBS News has learned that after a federal court order, U.S. border agents have been directed to stop deporting migrants under the president's ban on asylum claims. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez.
This is, on its merits, a significant setback for President Trump's aggressive immigration agenda because a federal judge has found that he lacks the authority and also the legality to issue by proclamation an effective shutdown of the U.S. asylum system at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The flames of a massive wildfire are threatening hundreds of homes north of Los Angeles. At least three people were injured as it tore through Los Padres National Forest. Correspondent Jason Allen is near the fire zone in Santa Maria.
The wind is really starting to gust here on the Gifford Fire, and that is sending the flames into these canyons and these wilderness areas where there is really no natural fire breaks. That is making aircraft a key part of the fire here, a firefighting effort here, both tankers and helicopters as they try to slow this thing down.
Firefighters in Arizona are still trying to contain a wildfire near the Grand Canyon's north rim. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is still causing air quality issues on this side of the border. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Over the next day or two, expect the air quality conditions to not improve across parts of the Midwest and Northeast before things finally start churning out.
Right now, Detroit has some of the worst air quality in the world. The American Cancer Society says the number of people aged 45 to 49 getting colonoscopies increased by 43% from 2019 to 2023. CBS News chief medical correspondent and gastroenterologist Dr. John LaPook says it's saving lives.
You would have expected to see increased diagnosis of colon cancer at the early stage in that group. That's exactly what we saw, which is great news because caught very early, the cure rate is more than 90%.
Dow futures up 58. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It should be an interesting evening in Sturtevant. There's a village board meeting tonight, and the Sturtevant Professional Police Association has put out a letter urging the village board to stop plans to disband the Sturtevant Police Department. They say local officers know the community better and respond faster than outside agencies would. There's been talk of disbanding the department and contracting with the Racine County Sheriff's Office or Mount Pleasant Police. The police union warns that cutting the department could mean less police coverage and slower responses, especially during busy hours. They want public forums and more community input before any final decision is made. A Sturtevant Village Board meeting starts at 6 tonight at Village Hall. The cause of the fire on DeCoven isn't yet known. A house fire yesterday morning on DeCoven Avenue in Racine led to about $60,000 in damages and no injuries. Firefighters got there at about 6:15 and had that fire under control in about 20 minutes. The Red Cross is helping people that lived in the home. The crossing in Kenosha County where a fatal collision took place Sunday was just a simple stop sign on a rural farm road. The deadly crash in Wheatland happened when a Canadian National train hit a pickup truck crossing the tracks on a private farm road. The crossing has a stop sign but no gates or lights. The victim has been identified as 78-year-old Leonard Loyce. He was the only person in the truck and died at the scene. An investigation remains ongoing. And tonight, Racine and Kenosha are joining thousands of communities across the country for National Night Out. In Racine, activities begin at 4 with a ceremony at the Quintala Cop House, followed by more than 35 block parties across the city in Mount Pleasant. Kenosha County will hold celebrations from 5 to 7 at places like Curtis Strange Elementary and the Dream Playground. Families can expect food, games, and entertainment as part of the nationwide effort to build stronger, safer communities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning. This kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that. And that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
We are going to have a little more of that hazy wildfire smoke out there again today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
If you work for Apple or Android, would you stop improving the phones? I think we did it. We've covered it. I just wish these companies would now pool all of their resources together and finally create an unbreakable phone. How has that not been the priority these last 15 years that I've been trying to hold on to a $1,000 computer that's shaped like a slippery bar of soap? Also, Apple, if you're still listening, could you put little arms and legs on my phone so the next time I drop it between the car seats? It can crawl back out to me. You ever tried retrieving anything? It's scary. Like, I don't know. I've seen regular chairs, but car seats, they're made out of, like, knives and stuff. You ever dropped your phone down there when you were really relying on it? You immediately transform into that. You know that character in movies who they haven't prayed since they were a child? You're just like, hey, Siri, I don't know if you can hear me. But if you're there, I really need you right now.
You loves a hard day's night. 6:11 local news. Time to sit to WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning on a Tuesday. Glad you can join us. Some smoke in the air today again, but it's going to be a sunny day. Smoky, but sunny. Highs near 79. Cloudy, 68 degrees right now, though, at Radio Park. All right, a poll found the top little things we look forward to each day. They include watching television, eating dinner, going to bed, I assume waking up in the morning alive and well, and listening to radio also made the list. So that's what we're doing this morning, making you feel happy with one of those little things, listening to the radio. I love it. Mama didn't lie.
Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Here comes that boy at the springs, making eyes at me again. Do they all think that I'm a toy to be played with by every boy? Well, they're all to think I will be caught by the wink of an eye. My mama didn't.
Bradley, Mama Didn't Lie. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 614, Tuesday morning. You know, the average couple gets into at least four fights every week over completely insignificant stuff. The most common stupid fights are about emptying the dishwasher, cell phone bills, and what to watch on TV. Notice listening to the radio isn't on there because there's no argument. It's WRJN. Everybody knows that. No argument. I love it. Looking for sunshine with some smoke today. You know, how do we even have that in our forecast? Highs near 79, cloudy 68 now at Radio Park.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. For the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Now
thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 617. State Fair is on and running, and WRJN is looking forward to another year of seeing the Turtles and the Happy Together Tour at the fair. This year, the Turtles are joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Cowsills. What a show! I'll have tickets to give away this morning and tomorrow morning. Your chance to win. Keep listening right here at WRJN. Yeah, I got tickets. What, on my hand? But we're going to give them away, okay? All right, get your calculators out. The average teenager costs their parents $9,570 a year per teenager, or about $57,420 total from ages 13 to 18. We're not even counting 0 through 12. This is just 13 to 18. More than half of that goes toward food, other big costs, cell phone bills, giving them spending money tips, sports, school activities, gas. You know what I think? I think you should keep a running tab. And when they think you're being unfair to them and they're unhappy in that house, tell them, well, you can go on your own, but here's your tab. Before you leave, you got to pay it in full. Anyway, that's what I would do. Hey, it's time for Pete with the Beat now at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In just a few weeks, Jaws will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a return to the big screen for 1 week. Not to be outdone, Star Wars will also commemorate its 50th anniversary. It's a ways away, but Disney just announced the release is scheduled for April 30th, 2027. The Naked Gun cracked up audiences over the weekend. A subplot of the film is the romance that developed between stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Neeson's deceased wife, Natasha Richardson, died in 2009 after a fall while skiing. The actress, who seemed fine at first, later developed a subdural hematoma and passed away at the age of 45, which Neeson has been dealing with for years. Not only does Neeson seem to be happy dating Anderson, but he appears to have the approval of his late wife's family as well. Actress Jolie Richardson, Neeson's former sister-in-law, sent heart emojis after Pamela Anderson posted about The Naked Gun. That's right, folks. I break all the big stories. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
So good, and I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. They call her Vibe, I love her Vibe, oh yeah, come on, than the way she looked before. I call her Vibe, I love her Vibe,
and Valerie. It's 625 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, here are some things you might have learned in kindergarten, and we found out they're lies, but you probably still believe them anyway. Cavemen lived in caves. I thought they do. I still believe that. Watching TV up close damages your eyes. My grandfather used to say that to me all the time. Back off the TV, you're going to damage your eyes. I still believe that's true as well. Bats are blind. And gum, chewing gum, takes 7 years to digest. I remember my mother used to say, don't swallow that gum. It stays in your stomach forever. I believe it. My mother told me that. I guess it's true. You know, we talked about the big Happy Together tour coming to the state fair. It'll be on Sunday night, 6 p.m., and that's this Sunday night, August 10th. We've got tickets to give away later on this morning. Who's going to be there? The Turtles are going to be there. Jay and the Americans, Gary Puckett of the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills, and this guy's going to be there. Little Anthony, along with the Imperials. Here's his big super hit. He actually had a lot of hits, but this is one of them. Tears on My Pillow. We'll give away those tickets later on this morning right here at WRJN.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. 'Twas not so long ago.
Played with that group back in the 60s, Little Anthony and the Imperials, according to my brother. he was very temperamental. He wanted to, because my brother played guitar with him, and it was very temperamental on how he wanted every note played, which is good, I guess. You know, he wants the best for his audience. Little Anthony. All right. Have you ever wondered how much it would cost to open your own McDonald's, maybe Chick-fil-A? Someone looked at a bunch of different franchises and the cost involved. Here's a spoiler alert. It's very expensive, not cheap. McDonald's requires 40% of the initial costs if it's a new location, or 25% if it's an existing location. So lots of money. Plus, you have to have a net worth of $500,000. That's McDonald's. Taco Bell gets worse. $45,000 up front with a net worth of $1.5 million. Subway, anywhere from $140,000 to $340,000 to open a location. No net worth requirements. But check this out. Wendy's requires $2 million up front plus $5 million net worth. That's for a Wendy's. And Chick-fil-A, the down payment's only $10,000. Oh, I can do that. They don't say anything about net worth. Oh, that's good. But they're very selective and want owners who are hands-on. In other words, if you want to be an owner, you're going to have to start making chicken sandwiches. I guess that's what it sounds like to me anyway. And 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It should be an interesting evening in Sturtevant. There's a village board meeting tonight, and the Sturtevant Professional Police Association has put out a letter urging the village board to stop plans to disband the Sturtevant Police Department. They say local officers know the community better and respond faster than outside agencies would. There's been talk of disbanding the department and contracting with the Racine County Sheriff's Office or Mount Pleasant Police. The police union warns that cutting the department could mean less police coverage and slower responses, especially during busy hours. They want public forums and more community input before any final decision is made. A Sturtevant Village Board meeting starts at 6 tonight at Village Hall. The cause of the fire on DeCoven isn't yet known. A house fire yesterday morning on DeCoven Avenue in Racine led to about $60,000 in damages and no injuries. Firefighters got there at about 6:15 and had that fire under control in about 20 minutes. The Red Cross is helping people that lived in the home. The crossing in Kenosha County where a fatal collision took place Sunday was just a simple stop sign on a rural farm road. The deadly crash in Wheatland happened when a Canadian National train hit a pickup truck crossing the tracks on a private farm road. The crossing has a stop sign but no gates or lights. The victim has been identified as 78-year-old Leonard Lois. He was the only person in the truck and died at the scene. An investigation remains ongoing. And tonight, Racine and Kenosha are joining thousands of communities across the country for National Night Out.
In Racine, activities begin at 4 with a ceremony at the Quintala Cop House, followed by more than 35 block parties across the city in Mount Pleasant. Kenosha County will hold celebrations from 5 to 7 at places like Curtis Strange Elementary and the Dream Playground. Families can expect food, games, and entertainment as part of the nationwide effort to build stronger, safer communities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Wisconsin State Fair is happening right now, but that doesn't stop the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors from already making plans for next year's event. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report. Today, the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors Chairman, John Yingling, shares the details of renovations we can expect to the Ag Village.
So we just got approved in this last biennial budget $21 million in new capital improvements that we'll be making in the fair. $4 million starts with the Ag Village side. I think if you're an exhibitor, you know that the swine and sheep barn have seen better days, could be laid out more efficiently. Poultry has always been in a tent. Discovery Barnyard seen better days. So we are looking to redo that entire area. It starts with the planning money. That was $4 million.
Chairman John Yingling of the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors along with us. At next year's fair, you can expect more renovations to the grounds for a more accessible and fairgoer-friendly experience. I'll be back with more news after this.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Luke Lindbergh will serve as the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. The vote of 77 to 18 is one that is supported by several agricultural groups. The U.S. Meat Export Federation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council support Lindbergh. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He says it's important for the Office of U.S. Trade Representative to be at full strength and urged the Senate to move quickly on the nominee for Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Follow along with Pam Yonke, Stephanie Hoff, Ben Jarbo, and myself as we continue to tell the story of Wisconsin food, fuel, and fiber. You can find us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report or online at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at BuildingWaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
We are going to have a little more of that hazy wildfire smoke out there again today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
So, married 4 years now. No one cares. Shut up. Hold on. You guys don't care. No one cares. There's just so much pressure on relationships. You know when I knew it was going to be weird? Just by the reaction of your friends when you get engaged. Like, girls get really excited, and they should. They go tell their friends, like, a big deal. Like,
did you hear what happened? She got engaged. Ah, yeah! She got engaged!
as a big circus breaks out, she got engaged. Bam, and I'm down, 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 down. Down the boom, 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 boom. She got engaged. The guy in stilts comes out, and I go. Then you tell your guy friends, like, you got engaged? It's like hearing someone died. Like, what happened, man? Wow. He was so young, man. What happened? He had his whole life ahead of him. Wow, I just saw him yesterday, man.
The Penguins. Boy, talk about timeless hits. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere. AM 1400. Some people prefer to listening to the AM. My wife does in the car. Yeah, she listens to the 1400 AM. Just likes that AM sound. It brings her back. And I have to admit, it's pretty good on AM. It's 640 at WRJN. Okay, last Thursday, a search and rescue mission in British Columbia, Canada was called to a remote hiking and climbing area in the woods after a couple of hikers reported hearing repeated cries. They arrived, the team heard faint yelling and closed in on the area. Eventually, they found a man who was camping alone, but he wasn't in distress. He was just singing his heart out to the trees, belting out Nickelback's greatest hits. The first responders thanked the hikers who called in just in case it was an emergency. Then the search manager spoke to the guy and said, remember, our services are always free, and the money you save could be spent on singing lessons.
I keep on dancing, boy. Don't you wanna turn the drink right now? Shake it, baby.
Gentry's Keep On Dancing. It always sounded like they recorded that in the garage. When it first came, I said, their father's garage? Where'd they record that song? 6:43 at WRJM, local news, timeless hits. The TropicalFruit.com did another one of those things that happened 10 years ago this week. Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux got married. The 2015 version of Fantastic Four bombed big time at the box office. It was the number one movie this week, but it bombed the original one in 2015, 10 years ago. Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up. As far as we know, they're still just friends. And there was a rumor going around 10 years ago that Leonardo DiCaprio had fleas. It was based hugely on that scraggly beard he had been sporting. Yes, he had the beard for a movie called The Revenant. Remember that? He really didn't have fleas. You know, probably, you know. Blood, sweat, and tears, spinning wheel at WRJN.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. All alone, talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
Spinner wheel, blood, sweat, and tears. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN at 6:48. Well, and don't forget, we've got tickets to give away later on this morning. The big Happy Together Tour is coming to State Fair this Sunday night at 6 p.m., and we've got tickets to give away. The Turtles are going to be there, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Councils are going to be there. I've got tickets to give away this morning and tomorrow morning right here at WRJN, so you want to hang around and have a chance to win it. Hey, a cop in Pennsylvania being praised for not shutting down a little kid's lemonade stand. Some grumpy lady complained that the kids were being annoying and a nuisance. So the cop went over to see what it was all about. Little girl selling lemonade. The cop took a selfie while enjoying a cup of nice cold lemonade. His department shared the photo on Facebook. I saw it. It's a nice photo. Little girl just selling lemonade to make a little extra cash. And the grumpy old lady said, stop it. It's 6:49 at WRJN.
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice-cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it. Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long at Fulton Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
He
Leslie Gore, Maybe I Know. It's 6:54 local news, timeless. It's a WRJM. Well, this is kind of like a reverse Home Alone. A couple abandoned their 10-year-old son at the Barcelona airport in Spain because his passport had expired and they didn't want to miss their flight. So they left him there all alone at age 10. Lovely parents, huh? 6:55, local news, timeless hits. Here's Dusty. Springfield, only want to be with you. 6:57 at WRJN. Sunshine, smoky weather today. Highs near 79. Clear tonight. A little bit of smoke. Lows around 67. Still sounds odd to say that. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 82. Right now, sunshine and some smoke. 69 degrees here at Radio Park. An unidentified man reportedly driving all around Florida, going to state parks and stealing smoky bear signs. The wooden ones that warn about the forest and wildfire risks. Those are big signs. The guy would then turn around and list them on Facebook Marketplace for up to $2,000. Well, they got the guy. Smokey himself was on hand when he was caught in the act. He was handcuffed. Charges still pending. And just remember, only you can prevent sign stealing. So call Smokey. It's not Smokey the Bear. It's Smokey Bear. You know, it's not Santa the Claus. It's not Easter the Bunny. It's not Smokey the Bear, just Smokey Bear. Treat her like a lady, 6:58 now.
Oh, my friend had to ask me something they didn't understand. How I get all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like a lady.
Got to treat her like
the best you can do.
Got to treat her like
you gotta treat her like a lady. You know what I mean. I know you've heard that the woman
will
soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't your substitute. So you ought to
treat her like
the lady. The best you can do. You gotta treat her. I mean, oh, you got the lover,
lover,
teaser,
teaser,
but
most of all, you got to be the
leader.
You got to hold her, and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her.
Leader.
You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. It's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her.
It's 7 o'clock at WRJM. Let's check our morning news. Let's do it.
Local news.